Georgie Holbrook has been on my show before. We've talked about healing. She's helped me in many ways with many things, opened my eyes to different alternatives. And, of course, she's healed herself from rosacea. She's written a book about it. She's been a healer. And I've known that she's been in Houston for a long time. So, and she's from this area originally. And so I got an email that she told me about going to see John of God. And he's, you know, that's funny. His name has come up more recently. And I thought it'd be kind of interesting to see what she has to say about her visit there. And you hear so many things, and it's really kind of cool to hear it from somebody that's actually experienced it. So from Houston, Texas, I believe she's still in Houston, Georgie Holbrook. How are you doing, Georgie?
Hey, TJ. So awesome to get to talk to you. Yes. So, I went to Brazil in October of last year, and John of God is in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, very excited.
But you're in Houston. You're still in Houston, right?
I'm still in Houston.
Okay. And I know you're planning on leaving there someday, right?
Right.
So how are things with you? Are you doing pretty well?
I'm doing really well, and I'm looking to relocate out of Houston and trying to figure out where I can get closer to nature, because I grew up in Escanaba, so
you want to get back there? Yeah, you don't like the big city as much anymore, do you?
Don't like, well, we have 9 million people here and 4,000 new families a month coming in, so our traffic is really getting heavy.
So tell us a little bit, go back and tell us your story about rosacea. You found a cure for that. You wrote a book about that. What's the name of the book that you wrote?
Well, I wrote two books, TJ. My first book is Joyful Holistic Remedies, and the second book came out in 2011 called The Rosacea Acne Natural Remedy. And believe it or not, in 2011, that second book got to be the third bestseller with my publisher out of hundreds of books. And knowing my background, I really wasn't a writer at the time, but I wanted to write and share with people what it was like to have a disfiguring disease and be labeled and yet want to heal holistically. So I've helped a lot of people heal from anything and everything, and it gets more exciting every day.
So what made you go to see John of God?
Well, I was walking the beach here at the ocean on a Thursday, and I looked up in the sky and I said, where could I go, God, where I could find instant healing and really witness the miracles? And the name John of God came up, and I was like, that's it. I'm going to go see if I can pursue going to Brazil. And I made a call on a Friday to a tour agent that was in California, and she said, oh gosh, I'm not doing another tour till May of 2016, but there's a trip that's leaving from the United States in 2 weeks. You might be able to get in there. So Monday morning I called the tour agent, a travel agent for the airplane ticket, and she said you need a visa, that it would take 4 to 5 weeks to get the visa. But she said, here, call this man. And so I called a man that happened to be in Houston, and I filled out a form, and he walked the visa into the Brazilian consulate in Houston, and in 5 days I had my visa.
Hmm.
And the timing was so magical that you just knew that something really wonderful was happening. So in 2 weeks I flew out of New York, went to Brazil, landed in an airport that's their capital, it's called Brasilia, and got on a tour bus and traveled for an hour and a half to a village, not a town, but a village. The village is a very small population, but there John of God is. He has what's called a casa that 1,000 to 3,000 people come a day. He works on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but other than that, he's a farmer that grows vegetables and does a lot of soup kitchens and really reaches out to people. So at the casa, TJ, nobody asks for money. It's free. The whole healing process is free.
Wow.
So that was a delight. What I didn't know is that when I was scheduled to, there's several hotels there. Hotels, nothing like we have in the United States. They're very simple, but wonderful. And what I didn't know is that when they scheduled me for a hotel, I would be staying at the hotel owned by Heather Cummings, who also is John of God's personal interpreter and also speaks in 5 languages and is by his side every day. So she assists him even in traveling. They go to different areas of the world. But we got first-class treatment in that we were always in front of the lines. We were always treated, you know, really great, wonderful food. But that was a real special surprise when I got there, that we had such wonderful treatment and support.
As you went down there, I mean, you've heard of John of God before, obviously, right? Went there. And what did you know about John of God before you went down there?
I had seen a video here at one of the Unity churches and was amazed. He does physical healing and he does also non-physical healing, but he also can do healings without you going to Brazil, which is really interesting. Quite a few people have that result. But that's what I had seen, and that's what I was interested in, just experiencing it in person.
And so, I mean, it's different when you get down there compared to what you see. Because, you know, we might believe stuff a little bit, but it's one thing to see it and view it. But when you actually get there and witness, now, I remember you told me that you saw people come in and they have a place where they just leave crutches. People come in on crutches and they throw them in this big place because people leave them behind. Did you witness anything like that?
Yes, there's a wagon or two filled with crutches and braces and canes and wheelchairs. And you just go, wow. So there's many people that go there, but we landed there on the Wednesday that we got to see John of God. The first day was a holy day in Brazil. So many people showed up just for prayer. Now the casa is a very plain, it's a big campus, but it's very plain and very prayerful people. And they ask us all to wear white, even sleep with white clothing on. So I had a joke, it's kind of like being a little white monk, right? But it's really great. There's no competition around clothing because we're there for healing. And so the first morning, Heather, our guide, had us 21 people in the front line to go see John of God. So when you first enter this room, it's called a current room. So TJ, current means vibration for them.
Okay.
And they do vibration and energy healing. So vibration meaning of the highest order of love that can be created. And when you enter this room, it would be like you and I sitting across from each other, facing each other, but in the middle is an aisle. And so hundreds of people are sitting on my side and hundreds of people are sitting on your side that have all previously been healed. And so you walk gently down this aisle the first time for your own healing. And the energy, they say, is like washing you in love because the people praying are praying for the highest and best for themselves and for each other. So there's this energy that literally you can feel, and it's an awesome feeling. So you walk down this aisle very slowly and eventually you get in front of John of God. So when I got in front of John of God, I looked in his eyes, and he took my right hand, and in Portuguese, he said, "You are ready." And Heather was translating for me. And so some people, when they got in front of him, he'd say, "You need to meditate more. You need to go get a massage. You need to go." They have a crystal beds that you can go where the crystals are over different lighting and whatever. So there's different modalities that maybe you're not ready for. But when he said, "I was ready," it was a pretty awesome statement. And then he said, "I'm scheduling you for non-surgery tomorrow morning," which would be Thursday at 8 o'clock. And so I left just thrilled that that was my prayer, that I was ready for this total healing. So they're healing your generations, they're healing belief systems, and my prayer was to just erase any self-doubt, right? You get there and it's like, some people really doubt the process, even if they can see it in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went there and wanted to have an open mind, but it was really, really exciting.
So you weren't really seeking a healing for your body so much?
No, I just wanted a total healing.
And this is more of a healing, I think, as you told me, this is a healing that goes, it heals your karma, too. It can release all of that that we're mm-hmm. carrying around. Because I'm sure that's leading to a lot of things with everybody, you know?
With everybody that we're not even aware that generations. Mm. So I was told that my karma would have went back 18 generations that got healed.
Wow. So now you can do whatever you want. You can be rotten. You can be rotten if you want to, Georgie, because you can start some new karma all over again. Probably not going to do that, I'm guessing, right?
No, I guess not. So, anyway.
So, and did you feel, after it was done, how did you feel? Did you feel, like, really light? Was there a special feeling?
Well, when I went the next morning and went in what they call their healing room, 8 o'clock in the morning, it's a room full of people. And so John of God, if we back up a little bit, John of God incorporates different doctors that have many years ago passed away that were excellent in surgery and healing. And so they come forth through him, and he doesn't even remember what's going on. But It sounds really kind of an out-of-a-box story, but it's real. His eyes can turn from brown to blue to green. At times his body will change and actually expand, and it's just amazing to watch. And he does this all day long. I mean, it's all day long. He breaks for lunch, but anyway, getting back into the healing room, he has these doctors from the other side then come in, and they can see our aura, they can see through our body, they can see where we've been stuck in our energy fields. And they just start working on us with energy. And so after I got done with the non-surgical healing, they said that I had 9 surgeries that first time, and then I went back the next week for another 9 or more. Depends upon what the person needs. But when I got up the first time, TJ, from my bench, I stood up, and then I grabbed the wall behind me, and I backed up to the wall, and I was like, wow. And Heather says, are you okay? And I felt like I was so light that it was like, yes, I'm really okay. But it was just an experience of really being praiseworthy of what had just happened and being so pleased. So I can tell you some of the people that I got to witness their healing.
Yes, I would like to. When did John of God, do you know when he started doing this? And how did it come about?
Wow, that's a great story. It came about when he was 16, and he was in a little village there in Brazil, and his he was needing to work. So he doesn't have schooling. So he was needing to work, and he went down into a little town looking for work, and he walked down by a river, and at that river, a saint came to him named Saint Rita. Now, many people in the Catholic Church knows about Saint Rita, but Saint Rita appeared to him in person and gave him information and then said, you need to go to this certain church, and right there in that little town. And so he went to that little church. He was hungry. He didn't have a place to stay that day. And so when he went there, when he opened the door, the people there knew him by name, and they said, we're expecting you. And he immediately fainted. And when he fainted and came to, they said, you just healed 50 people. And so they invited him to come back the next day, and he just has this gift of being able to work with people on the other side for total healing on this side. So he's learned how to do physical healing using those same surgeons that work through him, and non-physical healing using vibration. Now, the good news is he's 74 now. He's married to a very young wife that just adores him. They have a 6-month-old baby girl.
Wow. Really? Holy cow.
Holy cow. Right. Holy cow. So just an interesting man to really honor and love him.
Does he seem like he's 74 years old, or does he seem a lot younger to you?
He seems a lot younger.
What age would you, if you walked up to him, what age would you think he is?
He doesn't look over 50.
Wow.
He doesn't look over 50.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but the good news is about him is that for the last 4 years, he has been going in hospitals and teaching doctors how to do vibrational healing. And the week that we were leaving, he has now invited those surgeons and doctors to come to the CASA, and he is going to train them and said in the future, we will not need to do physical surgery. If people understand
that,
energy.
That's so cool, isn't it? That is, and I believe that completely. I just think eventually we're going to evolve far enough where we can tap into all of this. We're all capable of doing it, for one.
Absolutely.
And don't you think the healing has to come from within? He can raise our vibration up, kind of like Jesus, raise our vibration up to a certain level, but we really have to be the ones that have to meet that halfway or meet it all the way there. The healing
right.
has to come from us. So they're just kind of opening the door. Is that correct?
Right, right. They say right there with John of God, 50% is up to us.
So they're kind
they
of meeting
can only
us.
Do so much.
They're meeting us halfway. They're showing us the light, and then we can choose. And people can also, don't you think, Georgie, people can say, well, I want this. I want to do this. And then it doesn't work. And really what it boils down to is that somewhere deep inside, they really didn't want that, maybe.
Right. Or maybe the timing. You know, there's a divine timing also.
So, you know, your time was up. Is that what you're saying? TJ, your time's up. Sorry. Couldn't help you.
I don't know on that side of it, but I think a lot of it comes down to our willingness.
Mm-hmm.
And many people have a lot of anger about John, about God and about Jesus. You know, why hasn't he answered my prayers? And on and on and on and on. So a lot of that is very deep. You know, it's generational sometimes.
Yeah. So also, and I was going to ask you about, it doesn't matter what you believe or don't believe if you go to see this man, does it?
No. There's every nationality in every country, and there's doctors that show up and wheelchairs, people in wheelchairs and people carrying little children and cripples, and we're all one. The friendliest group I've ever been in, because it's all about love. They help each other. I mean, it's not about money. And when you take that equation out, it's awesome. Big buses drive in filled with people.
Mm.
So
That's just an amazing thing. And yet the Western press doesn't really pick this up, do they, over here?
No.
It's like
because we're into doctors and pharmaceuticals.
So it's competition, maybe, right?
Right.
And maybe some of those things can help people. But, boy, if I could find something that's natural or just, you would think this is how we were intended to live. Because we didn't always have pharmaceuticals and we didn't have hospitals. But there had to be a time as mankind, I think we've been around for a long, long time, not just thousands of years, but maybe millions. And
right.
we had to have this knowledge at some point of how to
right.
heal ourselves
right.
from whatever fell on us on this planet, you know, or whatever we were being chased by dinosaurs, you know, whatever the case may be. Or maybe a cave woman hit me over the head with a club. You know, I've got a big dent in my head. And there had to be a natural way for us to heal. And we knew these things, and maybe we've just lost that information at some point.
I think we have lost it. I think in every family, years ago, there was like the family doctor. Could it be the mom or the dad or the grandpa or the grandma? But somebody understood natural healing. And now we've moved to just totally rely on going to somebody else. And it puts us in a helpless feeling.
Yeah, we should never feel that way, should we, Georgie?
No.
This is funny because you told me, you know, John and God is not the only person doing this, but I had a guy, I can't remember his name. He was on my show one time, maybe a couple of years ago. He was actually, he was doing some kind of research and creating some kind of program where they would find answers to illnesses through groups of people. And he found that like a group of people together could kind of consciously create an answer. I thought it was really interesting research that he was doing. But he said, I've traveled the world, TJ. I took a year off. And he says, I went to places you wouldn't believe. And I met these shamans in these villages. And he says, I watched people with broken legs that were dangling, brought into a shaman, and they walked out. They walked right out after seeing a shaman. And he says, it's just amazing. And he says, and I don't know how they do it. And you know that this stuff is, it's especially when you start seeing shamans and indigenous peoples, they have a lot of knowledge on the way things used to be, don't they?
Right. It's all about vibration, all about love, all about healing, and also an inner knowing, right? They don't have self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
They heal that leg because they know that they know that they know that they know.
And that's what you talk about, right?
Right.
You know that you know that you know that you know, right? You've said that more than once. And I've read that from you more than once. And we've talked about that more than once. So this is really right up your alley. So why is it that he's effective and this is not something you or I could do?
Well, I think we can learn. I absolutely think we can learn. And I wanted to go and have the experience so that I could start getting advanced training in the subject. And interesting, sometimes lately when I'm around people, especially calling on some shut-ins, they'll say, Georgie, there's just such a calmness about you. And see, it's like it goes beyond me. It's like it's in my aura now. So,
So that really helped you being down there. What were some of the people that you experienced when you were there? What were some of the stories that you saw?
Oh, one great story. There's 21 of us on our tour living at this hotel. And a lady from California came in that 3 months prior, she had come to John of God. But at that time in California, she had been given 2 weeks to live. She was filled with cancer in her lungs and her female organs. She was on oxygen 24 hours a day. And she said to her children, I want to go to John of God. It's my last hope. And they were like, you know, so they doubted him. But she got on a plane anyway, and she had her doctor figure out how to take her oxygen with her for 2 weeks' supply. And she went over there, got healing, went back to her doctor the following week when she got back. Her cancer markers had went down 28%, and that week went down another 15%. Now, fast forward, 3 months later, she's with us. She's almost cancer-free. She's off of oxygen totally. She's doing all of the tour, walking. I mean, we walked for a long time sometimes to go see different things, but there was nothing stopping her, and we were like, oh, my gosh.
Mm.
So she had done a video of herself with her grandchildren and whatever saying, I have a new life. So another one that we met had come to John of God with a tumor on her pituitary gland and had went blind, a young lady. And he healed her, and when he healed her, he sent her back to her room. And 48 hours later, her husband said, you know, she just seems to still be really weak. And so John of God actually, and he does this often, he came to their hotel room or wherever they were staying, and he just took his hand and he did energy around her forehead, and the tumor disappeared and her eyesight came back. She now volunteers there, and she radiates. She just radiates. She heads up all the lines that that come in. All the lines there with the people, the thousands of people coming, are orchestrated so simple that if it was in the United States, we'd hire a whole crew to make sure that everything was organized and safe and this. None of that. Hmm. It's just, it's smooth. It just goes. And then one of the ladies came in from California all by herself in a wheelchair, and she's about 50 years old, and she's paralyzed from the waist down, and she had a little tumor in her right eye that was real visible, and she was scheduled for surgery. We were in Brazil for 2 weeks, but she was scheduled for surgery the week after we came back, and the first time and go in front of John of God, just with energy, that disappeared, and we were all going, oh, my gosh.
Mm.
We were so excited because it was like, well, what else are we going to see? You know, what else are we going to see?
You know,
so,
the funny thing is, though, you've witnessed remarkable things in your own life.
Right.
And here you're just astounded. It seems like to see this happen as well.
Right.
So it's like, I guess maybe, you know, all of us, we say we believe certain things. You and I both know, I believe we can heal ourselves completely with our thoughts and our energy and how we focus on it. But until you actually see it happen, and even then it kind of blows your way a little bit, doesn't it?
Right, it does. It does.
So we have, you know, we say we believe all this, but maybe there's just a grain of it, you know, because then it wouldn't shock us, would it? If we went there and something happened, we'd say, well, yeah, I knew that was going to happen, right? Because that's right, the way they right. probably treat it. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal, is it? That's remarkable. I am so glad that you told me about this and that you're sharing these things, because now somebody, you said, because not everybody can make it to Brazil. People
right.
could actually get a long-distance healing?
Right. You can go on the John of God website, which is just johnofgod.com, I would believe. Let me see if I'm right on that. Anyway, you can send a picture in, so it'll show you how to register. You send a picture in, a current picture, wearing white, what your prayer request is, and then they actually take it right there at the casa, and I brought pictures with. And handed it to the team there at John of God for special healing. And what they'll do is then they scan your photo and they start answering your request. And you might be given a prescription for some herbs that they do right there and how to take them, and they will send them to you. They have a resource right here in the United States to send them to you. So, but I mean, this goes on all over the world, so it's not just the United States.
So, generally, it's not going to cost you. They don't. You said they don't take any money for what they do, do they?
No.
The only thing it's going to cost you, if some people maybe are tight on money, it's going to cost you for the herbs and those kind of things.
Right. It's about $40.
Hmm. And other than that, I mean, you could be healed from just about any type of disease?
Right. And one of the things that your people might be interested in, there's a video on John of God that actually won an award, an Angel Award, in 2008. And the website for it is the three W's, but then it's healing-themovie.com. It's written in seven different languages, so you can just check on English. But it's awesome. It just gives all the details. Also, one of the requirements for going to Brazil was to read a book that Heather Cummings, my guide, wrote. It's John of God, the Brazilian Healer, who's touched the lives of millions. But it's with Heather Cummings. That's C-U-M-M-I-N-G. And so, TJ, when I got the book, I couldn't wait to get the book, you know, so I ordered it immediately, got it in, and I picked it up at my post office, went to a restaurant, got some tea, and went in the back corner, and I started reading. There was nobody around me, and all of a sudden, there was a smell of roses, and I went, looked around, and there was nobody around me, and I went, oh, they're already here, they're already with me. Started reading again, couldn't put the book down, and all of a sudden, smell of roses again, and I was like, oh my gosh. So that has happened now kind of on a regular basis when I'm doing things or praying for people.
Hmm.
It's something that I've witnessed in the past, not just with John of God, but Mother Mary and this Saint Rita are really readily available to help us.
To help all of us. Because they're serving, just like there's many, you know, angels that are serving. So we can call upon them, you're saying, right?
Yep, they're called spirits of light.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits of light. And it's awesome. It's just starting to believe that God is real and that these people are here, that the veil is very thin.
Mm-hmm.
The veil is very thin.
It's becoming
thin. And that these people are actually evolved spirits now that are just here to help us. But the key, I believe, TJ, is that we need to ask. They're mm-hmm. like surrounding us, but if we don't ask or if we don't believe, we're missing. We're missing a really beautiful part of life.
And it's like, and to me, the way I look at it too, what you're talking about, they, You know, God, the angels, all the ones that serve, they're never going to interfere with our lives, because we have to live them in accordance to way we're given this great freedom. So we can mess up all we want. We can do all the stupid things we want, and we're given that, and there's no judgment, and we're given all that freedom. But if you want assistance, you have to ask, because they honor us so incredibly. They love us so unconditionally, and they honor us so as well. And they would never interfere, even if it was supposedly for our own good, unless you have your guardian angels and you're about to get run over by a pickup truck, and they might pull you out of the way. It's not your time.
Right.
But other than that, we can do all these horrible things that could shorten our life, and they'll say, that's fine. You do what you wish. This is your journey. But when you want help, then you ask. And some people will say, and I've been reading about this lately in different books, and people say, but I pray and I don't get anything. And I always think, well, then it's on you, because you don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think every prayer is answered. Don't you, Georgie?
I do. And I think it's, you know, that I get asked that question, you know, Georgie, I'm just praying for healing and I don't see any healing and I'm angry and on and on. And we just have to back up and see that the image that we have of ourselves is the same image we have of God. So if I have a poor self-esteem, I think I'm lowly, broken, what, not okay, not good enough, whatever, then I'm coming with that vessel to God saying, here, answer my prayers, right?
And
but I don't think I'm worthy of the answer.
Right. And therefore, you're going to get whatever you ask for. If you're asking in a state like that, well, then you're going to get more of that, aren't you?
Right, right. Yep. The law of natural law of multiplication and the law of nature is, you know, what do you want, my child? And you know, for good or bad, God is going to answer us. So what do you want, my child? And we're like, well, I have all these things that I'm complaining about. So we get more things to complain about. We get more fear, confusion. And I tell people, TJ, God is not confused.
No.
And we don't need to be confused.
And really, if we want to change things, we really have to start changing the way we think and
right.
The words we use and the thoughts we hold about everything. If we're going to, I would think a long-term healing program, do they tell you that kind of thing with John of God? You know, if you're going to stay healthy for long-term, you might want to do this. Do they give you any kind of advice like that?
No, but I'm glad I'm in the holistic field that I am, because I've been doing this for 20 years, teaching people those very answers, and it's pretty awesome to find people that are starving for a new direction, because their way isn't working.
Right. Well, all this stuff is coming up now. We're into this time where, like you said, the veil is thin, and the truth also is rising to the top. Ever since 2012, and probably before that, but the big shift of changes is coming, right? And so we're seeing more and more of this. Do you see more and more people where you're at that are waking up, especially children?
Yes. Amazing.
And
amazing.
It's kind of neat to get your perspective, because you live in Houston. Do you know a lot of people down there? I'm guessing you probably do, right?
I know a lot of people, right?
And you probably work with a ton of people. And so what I find is these children are so gifted, so much more aware, psychic. They just seem to be, they know. They have a knowing about them.
Right, right.
And some of them are very gentle and peaceful and loving. And, you know, they identify the different types of kids that have come in.
Right.
One being the indigo and the crystal and the rainbow. Are you experiencing that as well?
Well, I'm experiencing that in different ways, definitely the way you're saying it, but there's a little 9-year-old that's in my life, and the grandmother was telling me the other day that he was playing with a child, that the child was calling himself stupid, and her grandchild turned around and said, Grandmother, I don't like that word. It just doesn't feel good. Now, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the knowing of what words will actually affect the vibration, because they really do, don't they?
Right. And then, you know, Gandhi said, stop the violence in your head or in your mind. And so we can have a lot of anger and hatred and even about politics or any subject in our head, thinking that nobody's noticing, but it too is going out like a prayer. I think our children, talking about children, are watching a lot of violence through their video games right now. And I have a family that I've been witnessing this with, and I see that the child doesn't know the difference after a while of the violence on those videos, which looks like it's just a children's game, and then going to school and acting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say we're being programmed a little bit. One might say that.
Hmm? Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, change is going to have to come from our lifestyles, if we truly are. Maybe some parents just don't realize it, but what they allow their children to see. I know I've changed myself, because I used to, as a young guy, being typical of a guy in his 20s and his teens, I like to watch action movies. And they're a little violent sometimes, you know. And
right.
You kind of get immune to that. And now I can't. The last 20 years, I haven't been able to watch a violent movie. I will turn it
right.
off, because it just seems to affect my soul. When I watch somebody, I don't even like watching those detective shows that, you know, they're just trying to be truthful, but they do a little reenacting. And it's like, I don't want to see that. You know, I'm curious about mysteries, but it's like, I don't want to see that. Maybe best not to watch a whole lot of TV. Do you watch much TV? Probably not.
I don't even own a TV, but I believe that the violent movies, our brain doesn't know the difference that we're not involved in that.
Yeah, after a while, I think it just kind of, it kind of becomes programming, and you become desensitized. And it's funny
right.
how I got away from that, and then I regained my sensitivity, because I've always been very sensitive, and I feel mm-hmm. things. And I was a typical young guy trying to be cool, you know. Well, I watched this stuff with my buddies, you know. It's like, not anymore. And you know what? I don't have a problem admitting that. If something makes me cry, certain, you know, heartwarming, touching things, that's good. Because
right.
it makes me feel again. And maybe that's what we're losing sight of in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Because I think men especially, as little boys, have been taught, but little girls too, don't cry, don't feel, don't be real.
Yeah. That's changing, though. I think that's changing in a lot of ways. Changing.
It is changing.
Changing
that
back.
Is changing.
And I think we have this generation of crystal children that are very loving. So pretty hard to get around that. I have a grandson. I don't know if I told you that the last time I talked. But he is like a little crystal. He was over around Christmas time, and he just sat there taking it all in. He's not even 2 years old. And he's looking at, you know, me, and he's always kind of got that inquisitive. He's always had that, this inquisitive looking at you like he's taking it in at some deeper level. But he is just friendly and comes up to everybody and gentle. So I can just tell this is going to be a very sensitive, loving being, you know?
Wow.
And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to know that.
Really cool to watch, right?
Yeah, to see that, you know, firsthand. Because, you know, unless you have children or grandkids or others around you, maybe you don't, you know, you don't witness that firsthand. But I'm sure you work with a lot of kids, and you've been doing that for a long time.
Doing that for a long time.
So is there anything more you want to tell me about John of God or other experiences that you witnessed while you were
well,
there?
Well, the one thing is that John of God's property has a waterfall on it. And so one day Heather took our whole group down the side of the mountain to see the waterfall. And it was like going down into the Amazon. So the lush trees just hung over this area. So the women went down first, and then the men, there was a place where the men could sit. And us women went down one by one down this trail to get to the waterfall. And TJ, there's blue butterflies that are the size of your hand that are down there by that water flying
wow.
back and forth. It was spectacular. Oh, my gosh. And so we were asked to do a blessing. First, Heather went to the water and did a blessing of the water that all of us would come in. There's no photography at all in the casa or around the waterfall. They just don't believe in that. So we were asked that when we went in that you could either take the water in your hands and just do a blessing over your head, or you could actually put your head down into the water and then turn around in it. So the water wasn't as forceful as it had been in when they've had a lot of rain, but it was still forceful. But I enjoyed it. Man, I just couldn't wait to get in that water. And some people experienced it as really being cold, but I didn't. The weather there during the time we were there was like their summer, so it was really hot. It's right next to the equator, so it was like the sun was right on your head. But the money exchange is in Rio's, and I went to the money exchange place the first day I was there, and I gave them, I guess, $200, and I got $700 in their money back, and I thought I was rich. I was like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, but they have a different currency exchange.
Right. Right. So your money goes a little further, you're saying.
It went a little further, and it was exciting. It was different, but...
And as a culture, you felt that they were, at least the people you dealt with there, were very friendly, right?
Very friendly. There's just a few shops, but the most of it is just the hotels, and then the casa that takes up lots of acres of land. So,
you know, you hear stories, because I've never been to Brazil, you hear stories about, you know, there's more crime or there's less control over the banditos or whatever in these different countries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not quite as well organized with their police, and maybe there's people. I mean, you never felt unsafe in any of them, right?
No, us women, we walked by ourselves, and there's nothing. I think only once in 2 weeks I saw a police car.
Hmm. Well, it's a more rural area, but I'm guessing
right.
that if you were in like Rio, probably might run into some more issues than you would, you know, way out there, I'm guessing.
Right.
So it's like that anywhere, I guess. Well, that's really cool. I'm so glad you shared this with me. Is there anything else you'd like to add? You can promote your website if you have something coming up.
My website is the three W's, and then Joy, J-O-Y, like a lady's name, dash, full, F, like Frank, ULL.com. And I have CDs now that can be downloadable, and DVDs that can be downloadable. And the good news is some of the CDs have been done right there with TJ in the radio station.
Mm-hmm. So we did those. Boy, that was a while ago. How long was that?
That was a while ago. It was really fun. So my studies now is that I'm studying how people get cancer and how people get really, just like rosacea, studying it back, that there's always a major trauma, either a loss of a loved one or some kind of conflict that just body, mind, and soul affects the whole body instantly, and how it then starts appearing in life. But the good news is of how to reverse it.
And it could be like even a loss of a job, right?
Loss of a job, relationships, it can be anything that's devastating. And then we just keep mulling it over and spiraling down rather than understanding that's not healthy.
Mm-mm.
That it totally changes the chemistry within our body in a negative way, and then literally can create tumors and all kinds of different things. So with our minds, as you said, with our minds, we can really be powerful people and empowered, kind of like the martial arts where they use their breath to heal people and break boards and whatever. But with our minds, we can start really seeing that when Jesus said greater things could we do than he did, we really can if we start believing it and just exploring and studying. And, you know, I do Skype with people and phone work across the United States, but also internationally, and I love it, because what I teach, people don't have to stay with me very long because they grab a hold of it, and truth is truth, and they can start healing their lives and having a spiritual direction rather than being out there fearful. I really think that trial and error, whether it's different medications or natural remedies, leaves us feeling helpless.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've designed that I don't think I've talked to you about is I've designed a health and lifestyle evaluation where we can pin down how they got whatever they got and how to reverse it. So in an hour and a half, they'll get their answer.
And that's real nice to know, because then you can, you know, I'm sure people could probably, it's funny how many people I've talked to that said they got a serious disease after they went through something traumatic within a short period of time. And there was even research that I heard a while back about people that, especially men, because men, their job means a lot to them. They're the breadwinners. But it said there was a high number of men who developed cancer after they lost their job within six months. And so you know that the two are connected. And there was a woman that I had who was in here cutting commercial with me the other day, and she developed cancer. And I said, did it have anything to do with the job you had? Did you lose work or were you stressed? And she goes, TJ, I was totally stressed and I had to quit that job because it was just consuming me. And it was right after that. And I said, so you believe that that maybe brought it on? She goes, absolutely. And so there are some that will say every illness is brought on by our thoughts and our feelings. I don't know 100% on that, Georgie. Because your body's going to break down, right? So some of it could be brought on eventually by just the body wearing down, maybe.
Well, and you know, that's a hard one to answer, because each person's different. Each person's lifestyle's different. But there is definitely a divine design inside of us that's leading us to a higher ground, to a spiritual path, to a deeper meaning, to understanding. Just like myself, I had the rosacea on my face and was near blind by the time I was 42, my face deforming, but it became my gift then, because I was really in the corporate world and destroying myself with my work addiction.
And so it was an opportunity to wake up from that and get away from that.
So wake up and say, this isn't working, you know, I can't destroy myself.
And it's really not your spiritual calling, is it?
No.
Hey, I'm being spiritual. I'm working 70 hours a week. This is great.
Right.
You know, unless it's something you love doing, and in a way you feel like you're serving, I guess anything could be in that respect. But chances are most of us are not looking at our jobs and going, this is really great. I'm doing spiritual work right here. This is fantastic, you know?
Right. It's where our heart is. And are we in balance? And are we giving people the overflow, or are we giving out of exhaustion and calling it love? It's not love if we're giving it out of exhaustion.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, that's why I like talking to you. You bring up all these good reminders, things that I've heard you talk about, but it's been a while since we've chatted and done a show together. So it's always a joy. I should use that term. Always a joy to talk to you, because you are filled with that good energy. And just by talking to you right now too, I don't feel bad at work. I'm in good shape. I have fun. I'm doing commercials before I called you. But just talking to you lifts my spirit. So you have that power.
Oh, nice. Thank you. You too. I have one other thing about John of God. Mm-hmm. He will be coming to the United States the end of September of this year. Anybody interested could go on Omega, OMEGA Institute, Upper New York, and register.
Really? Register to go see him at that point?
They're going to take 3,000 people in. It'll be a 3-day event.
Wow. Well, I got a feeling that's going to fill up pretty fast.
It fills up really fast, because last year he was there and there was 2,000 people on the waiting list. So if you want to register, you need to register pretty fast.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. And why did he choose the name John of God? Do you know?
I think that was gifted to him from his experience. He's a very humble man, very humble.
So God is just really working through him.
God is working through him, definitely working through him.
And it's not like he belongs to a certain religious group or anything.
No.
And he accepts all faiths.
All faiths. You will see all faiths there, very humble. There's surgeons that come in with all kinds of different ailments that have just thrilled to just be in his presence.
And so if you're belonging to Muslim or Catholic or Jewish, it doesn't matter.
Matter.
And doesn't that tell you... Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think that all of us at some point can drop those titles, right? And mm-hmm. humble ourselves and say, I really need help, and here's a place I can go get help.
Right, and I look at it as, you know, my bigger perspective of what the Creator is, and I don't think he belongs to any one thing. You know, I don't think...
Right.
I don't think somebody that belongs to this is going to get in and TJ is going to get left out, because I don't belong to any of them. I don't know about you, but I'm none of the above, and actually I'm all of the above. I'm a little bit of those things, but I'm really... I don't really belong to anything.
Right. And I always tell people, God knows what God is doing. So if we don't like a certain organization or politician or whatever, God knows what God is doing. And you're going to see that that's going to prove itself.
Mm-hmm. It's not like the universe
is... like it. And we might just judge it and really hate the fact. But then we have to look at ourselves, too, and go, huh, well, what do I think about God? If God is really orchestrating all this, then maybe I just can learn something.
It's happening for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Georgie. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I hope we don't wait as long till the next time, because right. You know you're more than welcome to come on anytime and discuss whatever you'd like to talk about. So
I want to come to Michigan and see you again in person.
We need to do that. You come up here, and we'll hang out together for a while.
That would be awesome, and get to see your grandchild.
Yeah, he's just an amazing, of course, you know, what grandparent isn't going to say that? He's an amazing boy, and watch him be a holy terror when you show up, throwing stuff. No, he's peaceful, he's gentle, very wise soul. I think he got it from his grandfather. That's what I'm thinking.
I do, too, absolutely.
Maybe from his Aunt Georgie. Who knows? Georgie, you have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.